as we talk about National Donate Life Month. And we're going to be speaking with Virginia Beatty. She is with the Department of Health and Senior Services. And she is here along with our other special guest, Faith Anderson. And Faith is what is known as a donor mom. And she's going to tell her personal story as well as we find out a little bit more about National Donate Life Month and, more importantly, find out about what actually happens with the people involved and with the specific lives that they have touched. First of all, Faith Anderson, donor mom, good morning and welcome to the KLIK Daybreak Show.
Good morning.
This is not a title that any mom would like to have, is it? Donor mom?
No, it's not.
Well, we'll be hearing your story and the story of your son Matthew this half hour on the Daybreak Show. Virginia Beatty in from Department of Health and Senior Services. Good morning to you, Virginia.
Good morning.
What is your job over there?
Well, I just took over the donor program, the Missouri Organ Donation Program here. And I'm learning a lot about organ donation, meeting wonderful people like Faith. So it's been a learning experience for me as well.
We welcome your calls, questions, conversation here on the KLIK Daybreak program. And if you would like to join in, we're at 632-1240, star 1240 on your Singular wireless phone or toll-free outside Jefferson City at 866-632-1240. Faith Anderson, first of all, before we even get started, I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank
on the
you.
Daybreak program to tell your story and, more importantly, the story of your son, Matthew.
Thank you.
When did he pass away?
Matthew passed away October 28th of 99. He had a brainstem injury, and we were over at University Hospital in Columbia.
Was this as a result of an accident?
It was an accident. An
automobile accident?
No, it was a hunting accident.
I see. Mm-hmm. And at what point did you realize, I guess, that Matthew wasn't going to make it?
Well, we knew he was injured, you know, very, very severely. He was staffed for life from California to Columbia Hospital. We were contacted by the ER doctors when we arrived, and they said there wasn't a lot of brain activity, and would we be interested in organ donation? And we said, yes, we would, but as a mom and a Christian, I kind of wanted to give Matthew a chance and give God a chance, at least through the night. And said if things didn't improve in the morning, we would definitely want to be organ donors.
But the subject did come up.
The subject did come up. And I used to run the License Bureau for 12 and a half years, so I had been familiar with organ donation, and I'm an avid blood donor, and my family as well. Unfortunately, with Matt being 13, we hadn't had the opportunity to directly ask him for his permit time or driver's license time.
Was there much conversation with your family about this?
There was in the family, and his father also consented that he be an organ donor. I'm the custodial parent. I had two other children, and they were in the hospital, of course, as well, and I put the question to them what they would think Matt would want done, and they agreed, and he was fortunate. He had most of his classmates show up at University Hospital to try to see him before he passed, and put the question to them. I said, you all probably know Matt better than I do, so what would you think? And they said, no, that's the kind of kid Matt was. He was a very modest kid, but really loved everybody, tried to help everybody, you know, was the underdog kind of kid.
Yeah. 13 years of age.
13 years.
Had he ever had any conversation with you about this subject before he
had, and we had just recently watched the shootings at Columbine, and he sat on the couch and just cried, you know, those kind of situations, you know, mm-hmm. about wanting to help others and the devastation that, you know, people go through in their lives. But and of course, he always told me when he got on to donate blood that he certainly wanted to do that, too.
So you had a pretty good sense that this is what he would
what
have
he
wanted.
Would, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. What? Tell us a little bit about Matt, what he was interested in, what you did touch on, what kind of a kid he was, very compassionate-sounding
right.
young man.
Extremely popular, but didn't ever want to be, you know, one of those
right?
single-parent kind of kids, but the youngest of three, and just a great athlete at whatever he played. He was an excellent athlete at. Of course, his brother always said he was good with girls, too, because he was so cute. But
he was in school over at California?
California, yeah. Yeah, he was in seventh grade. But there's just a year difference in their ages. Just always willing to help any kid, you know, any kids that he would see in a wheelchair or anybody with problems. He was always sticking up for the underdog kids. Got him in trouble a few times, but that's okay. He had a good heart.
Yeah. How have his siblings taken all of this in the at the time? You said there was some discussion about the organ donation,
mm-hmm.
and what about in the follow-up years? How's that been for
your
family?
They've been great. You know, even my parents, extending out to my siblings, to the whole California area. Since I ran the License Bureau, when they come in and ask the organ donor question, almost everybody would tell me yes,
yeah,
that they wanted to. It just had such a positive outflow from that incident. Even people in law enforcement and the medical field that hadn't really thought of it before were like, yes, we need to do this.
You know, when you get a name and a face, there's something so much different there than just, and Virginia, you could probably back this up just reading statistics. I'm sure you have all the statistics at your fingertips this morning, you know, and boy, it just takes a human story, doesn't it?
Yes, it does take a human story.
One term I've always found a little jarring, and that is the term of harvesting the organs. That's always bothered me, and I don't know, for lack of a better term, what did Matt end up donating?
Matt ended up donating liver, pancreas, and kidneys. Intentionally we were going to donate everything, but he had enough fluid that they gave him, and then he ended up, his blood pressure dropped and his lungs filled with fluid, and they couldn't use the heart or the heart valves or the lungs. But he had a 22-year-old recipient, a 35-year-old recipient, and about a 37-year-old recipient. And it was pretty awesome. The 22-year-old wrote back a couple months later, Christmas time, informing us that she was the kidney recipient and that she was a newlywed, and she could now possibly have children of her own. So that made life full circle.
A 22-year-old kidney recipient. The other recipients, you said, were 35 mm-hmm. and 37. Mm-hmm. Did you ever find out their stories?
We did, I believe, in the letter.
I believe one. I think I both of them had complications of diabetes and needed tissues for that reason and organs for that reason.
I use the Midwest Transplant Network, and that's who works out of University Hospital. They do most of Kansas and most of Missouri, and they kind of act as a mediator for those recipients and donors together, that if we want to contact each other, we work through them.
This is an optional thing then for you?
It is. If I want to correspond through them, then they will relay it on to the recipients, and then vice versa. The only recipient we had respond back was the 22-year-old, but dealing with my whole family situation with the accident and stuff, it's just now becoming more comfortable to actually contact those other families.
Yeah. Have you had much correspondence with the kidney recipient, the 22-year-old?
Not much, just pretty much the Christmas card. And
what
I keep thinking,
she,
if my children get older, we'll be able to do that too. They're mm-hmm. just, my other children are just turned 23 and 20.
I have the Christmas card here and the note that she read. Would you mind reading that note for us, Faith?
It says, a sincere thank you from a grateful liver recipient. It said, dear donor family, first off, let me start off by saying God bless you. Thank you for giving me a second chance at life. Your contribution is very much appreciated by my family and I. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed holiday. I am 22 and still a newlywed, and you gave me a chance to have children and continue being a wife. Happy holidays.
When you read that, What went through your mind at that time?
Well, it as a mother, if I would have been in that situation, I would have wanted somebody to do that for me.
Yeah. This has got to be really tough for you to talk about this.
It is. As years go by, it gets a little easier, but it's still tough. But, you know, like I was telling Virginia, it's tougher not to talk about it.
Yeah. Is it the same with your children?
It is.
As well?
It is. And they're getting better about opening up and doing, but it was hard. They were 16 and 14.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing to talk about it to friends and family, mm-hmm. and it's quite another thing, really, to do what you're doing, and that is come out in public and really become an activist, I guess you'd call yourself, right?
Well, sometimes situations, they're bigger than you are, you know, and they're too big not to be told and shared.
Yeah.
No matter how painful.
What is the message that you want to impart to our listeners this morning?
I would like people to be aware of the need and how great the need is, and be aware of the need to talk to their families, to talk to their pastors, to talk to their children, to let this be known out there that, that they can help somebody.
It's got to be a real comfort for you to think that there are three people walking this earth today.
It does, you know, and but then there again, it bothers me too, you know, somewhat, because you are modest, you know, and you don't really want all that recognition, and I know that's the way Matt feels, but it's a comfort to know that his short time on life meant so much, and he's at least has a legacy of three people and their families that have been touched by it.
We're speaking this morning with our special guest, Faith Anderson. Faith is what you call a donor mom, and Virginia Beatty is with the Department of Health and Senior Services and works with the organ donor program here in Missouri. Faith Anderson, at what point did you take the step to, you mentioned talking with friends and family about this, at what point did you make the step to really become a public person about this and to try to convince other people to really think about signing up for this organ donor program?
A lot of it was when I ran the License Bureau. We have to ask that question: if you want to be an organ donor, or would you like to donate to the National Organ Donor Foundation?
Do you still work for the License Bureau?
No, I don't. I work for the Highway Patrol now.
But that was that. It's that question there when we get our new license. And
of course, being from Montauk County, I had a lot of people that would contact me, and people in the community that had organ donations.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the phones here. Hopefully this isn't an automated phone call here. Good morning. Welcome to the KLIK Daybreak Show.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm not automated.
Well, good. I'm glad we got a real person there.
First of all, this woman is a very brave woman. But I do have a question. As you never think you're going to lose a child or anything, had they discussed this as a family? I heard her say that she had two other children. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Had they discussed this as a family before in their home, to where all that, everybody knew that that was what was going to happen, or was this something they had to do during the time that the son was in the hospital or something? And what is the best situation? I myself would think that maybe we need to start talking about this in our home so that all the family would know. And I just think I'm sorry for your loss, and I think you have done a wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. That's a very good question, probably a very good point to bring up too.
It is. We had discussed this in my family. My children, like I said, they knew I was avid blood donor too, so we had constantly talked about it. We were a Christian family that did a lot of, you know, volunteer work and donation stuff, so yeah, we had talked about it.
Yeah, and I think it's probably something, you know, and really a driver's license renewal time is as good as time as any to talk about it with your family and say, look, I checked this box on my license here, or I didn't, as the case may be, and it probably would be very wise to have that conversation, as uncomfortable as it may be.
And I think even before they get to that age, you know, like in Matt's case, he was 13. I think if you discuss this stuff in your family, you know, whenever they're younger even,
yeah,
so you have some sort of idea, so you know that you did the right thing and made the right decision.
Virginia Beatty, you're with this program, the Organ Donor Program with the Department of Health and Senior Services. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can find out more information on this subject through your office.
Okay. We have basically a website that has a lot of information and connects people to a lot of other resources that are valuable, you know, that are reliable. In addition, we manage the registry. There's an online registry. It's a volunteer registry where you can sign up to be an organ donor. And then
this would be something in addition to your filling out your driver's license? Or?
Correct, yes. There are many options to become to let your wishes be known. You can sign your back of your license. Make sure you use a permanent marker so it doesn't smear. You can have an organ donor card that you carry with you that you've signed.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell your family, which we feel is very critical, that you tell your family, your friends, your pastor, any other religious leader that you might have that helps direct your life. And then you can sign up on the registry. You can either fill out the form by hand, you can print it off the web, or you can go on the web and actually fill it out, and it sends it to us automatically.
Now, you can go on the web and sign up at the DHSS website, Department of Health and Senior Services, right?
And I can give you a direct one just to get right to the registry, and that's www.organ. That's right. Thank you.
Okay.
You can www.missouriorgandonor.com.
MissouriOrganDonor.com. Mm-hmm.
And that'll take you right to the registry as far as enrolling into the registry.
All right. Do you have, I'm assuming that that faith is not the only story as a result of this. I'm sure that you have other stories from this entire program here, right?
Yes, that is correct. We work with a lot of volunteers, and like MTS, which is a procurement agency, and MTN, which is also another procurement agency here in Missouri, and Missouri Lions Eye Bank. They have a lot of volunteers that connect us to those stories that we try to get out. And
yeah.
Faith was one of those. Actually, a lady in my office said, well, you need to talk to Faith Anderson. She's a donor mom, and she's an advocate for organ donation. And I just met Faith just within a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
It's been exciting.
This decision has to be made very quickly, too, and at a very stressful time. So I would think, you know, to have this discussion beforehand is just critical in a situation like this.
It is, because it makes it easier for everyone at a very difficult time. If everyone is aware of what your decision is, then they can make the right choice for you.
Yeah.
And while it's never pleasant, I think it just makes it easier if they know in advance.
Faith, how did this work with you just from a legal standpoint? Matt was only 13. You were a custodial parent and really didn't have any contact with your ex-husband. This must have presented some wrinkles in this whole thing, too, then, huh?
It did, but his father was in consent to it, too, so it really made it a lot easier. I still think my decision would have played out over being the custodial parent and having the legal documents, but...
And this is how this has to happen. You have to have permission from the parents in the case of a minor.
Right.
Right. And if the Virginia, can a minor go onto this donor registry and be registered if they're not 18 years of age?
They cannot directly register if they're under the age of 18. They will have to have a parent's consent to register. So they can have filled out the form, and a parent can sign the form with them with another observer that witnesses that, and then can submit it in that manner.
And Faith, a parent could at least have the peace of mind knowing that this would have been the child's wishes.
That's exactly right.
As well, mm-hmm. Even if the legality isn't quite there, you knew that Matt would have wanted this.
Right, right. Yeah. And I was fortunate enough to have family and his friends that are say, yes, you know, this is what he would have wanted done.
Let's take another call. Good morning. Welcome to the KLIK Daybreak Show.
Good morning. I have a question, something I had always heard about organ donation. I was wondering if you could clear this up. I had heard that the donor's family is responsible for the costs of the operation or the harvesting of the organs, and I just wondered if that was really true or if that could make people, if the truth about that could be, if the panel knows, so people could be
sure.
Aware of that, because it could be a situation where someone may or may not make that crucial decision
yeah.
if they thought their insurance could be adversely affected.
That could definitely be a deal breaker, and I thank you for your question, Faith.
I can answer that. The organ donor families do not pay for any of that. Matter of fact, even shortly after Matt passed, I got a letter or card from Midwest Transplant Network letting me know that they are responsible for all the portions of that hospital bill that come from donation. And if I received anything, to let them know, and they would take care of it.
Okay. This is the case, then, of Virginia, just right across the board, then?
Yes, that is true. The donor family and the donor is not responsible for any of those costs. The recipient family may have to pay some of the costs for receiving the transplant, but there is no cost to the donor family.
We should touch a little bit here, in the minutes we have left in this half hour, to donating organs. Let me tell you about my older brother, Tom. He's one of my heroes in life. He donated a kidney just a couple of years ago to a person who needed it. Does your office, Virginia, handle that sort of organ donation as well from living donors?
Our office is more of an educational office and maintains the registry and stuff that the procurement agencies access. But as far as educating people about that, we can link them to that. And, yes, there is a, what we call a living donor.
Right.
And that is someone that can donate either a portion of the liver or their kidney or something to someone who needs it. So
okay.
That's what they call a living donor.
Yeah, the Midwest Transplant Network, right. I know they have a whole section, and they're out of Westwood, Kansas, that they do the living donations mm-hmm. to.
Okay. Right.
But there's a lot of myths that I'd kind of like to, you know, touch on too. You know, we also had the myth that we couldn't have an open casket with Matt, things like that, that, you know, actually it encouraged me to actually not just have an open casket, but have it totally open, that those kids could see, you can have this funeral, you can have this surgery done, and it doesn't affect any part of it.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, Faith, you are one amazing woman, and I really appreciate you coming on the Daybreak program and telling this story, and hopefully you've gotten your message through to a lot of people out there who really may want to have this conversation with their loved ones very soon.
Well, I think it's awesome that we're having the National Donate Life Month in April. I said with having the resurrection of Christ at Easter time, I think that's a pretty awesome thing.
That's very well said. Faith Anderson, donor mom, and Virginia Beatty with the Department of Health and Senior Services. Once again, that website, MissouriOrganDonor.com.